Good afternoon. I'm going to be studying the Zohar from the Parasha of Behar. I'm studying section 4. And his master shall bore his ear through. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Levatardihu Bechayeru Bishtakach Beinecha. Yechavin Aleyol Mehahu Atardi Apik. Lelecheru vi barnash, isarev leme pach lecheru keda, veim amor yomar haivad, achavti et adoni, vegomer havadai, pagim le lechai atar, deshavik ol malchuta, Dilela benatil, o demare be al damab ketiv, behigisho Adonav el Elohim, behigisho el hadelet begomer, behigisho Adonav el Elohim, el Elohim. Sitam legabe hahu, atar defagim le dehevna, Elohim ikre. After gaining freedom and finding himself at rest, a yoke is placed upon him from that place that brought him freedom, meaning from the secret of the seventh year, Malchut. If someone rejected freedom, as the verse reads, and if the servant shall say, I love my master, he certainly has thwarted that place, namely Malchut, since he has rejected the yoke of the heavenly kingdom and accepted the yoke of his master. What does it say of this? Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door. Then his master shall bring him to the Elohim. Elohim is said generally, meaning he brought him to that place that he damaged, Malchut, also referred to as Elohim. This verse is a little confusing because it's using terms that are not generally defined. Elohim can be the God of judgment, the attributive judgment for God, but it could also be the 70 angelic stars. It could also be the Sanhedrin. And what is the concept of a gate, which is an opening in a wall, but the wall can keep something in or keep something out. And freedom is not defined. But the whole idea is someone who is a servant, a bond servant. He's working for up to 7 years, and now he has the opportunity to go free. But he says he loves his master. Well, his master is God. But he's saying, no, I want to stay with this human being because he provides everything for me, and he's good to me, and so forth and so on. And he doesn't want to leave the master. He doesn't want to accept his own responsibilities. And that's what this is describing. Verse 13. Ulan atar yitkeriv legabe el hadelet o el hamezuzah begin dehe atar pidcha hu dilela umezuzah Ikre v'ha itmar v'kevan dihu achvan le'af dama le'che atar ha'hu pegimu Ishtar b'chadei, bei begufei, ha-hidiktiv b'ratza, Adonav et azko. Bibba marza a viavado leolam yecheve avdab techot raglo dimare ad shata diubla. To what place does he bring him near? To the door on the door or the doorpost? Since that place, namely Malchut, is the entrance to above, meaning the entrance through which to merit Zeranpin, and it is called the Mezuzah. And so we learn, since he intended to blemish that place, Malchut, there remained this deficiency in his body. This is what is written, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Since the servant will be beneath the feet of his master until the Jubilee year, by rejecting God, who is Bina, there's a deficiency in this person on the level of Bina and on the level of his head, which is connected to Bina. And that's why they metaphorically, but not metaphorically, they used to put a hole in the ear just like women do. But women who are already connected to Bina, putting a hole in their ear for earrings, is not considered a blemish. But for this man who's rejected leaving his master to go out at the Shemitah and accept his responsibilities back, for him it is a problem. And now his physical body relates that, shows that to the world, his spiritual errors. Verse 14. Et ascho no ame ha ukmu moha aval shemiyata le behe atar ashaya leila ugindi Israel kod kerivu litura De Sinai behavo birchimo deli baihu lit karva lekucha berichu iktimu asiya lishmiya dehashmiya bekad meta uvatar asiya. Shemiya b'chai shemita, talya v'adhu pagim, l'chai shemiya it pagim, shemiya dilei v'yishtar, ga pagimu be'vela yishtar, hu avda l'mare, Adit karev lehahu, atar defagim, beit fagim, ugame vishtar, behahu pagimu, ukich vigisho adonav, el ha Elohim sitam kimadiokimna, V'yad v'shavta ha'aret shabbat la'ashem. He asks, why bore through his ear? Answer, we already have established this. Hearing is dependent upon this place, namely Malchut, acting above, upon Bina. When the congregation of Israel was approaching Mount Sinai with the love in their hearts to approach the Holy One, blessed be He, they place doing before hearing. Normally, listening precedes doing. Listening depends on the sabbatical year, denoting Malchut. And so, since the servant damaged his listening became blemished. The blemish remains with him. And he does not remain a servant to his master unless he approaches that place that he blemished, and he is blemished before it. And this rebuff remains with him for this reason, that his master shall bring him to the Elohim. This is unspecified, pointing to Malchut, as we established. Hence shall the land keep a Shabbat to Hashem, so that it will not be rendered defective through slavery. Here it is different from most instances, where we saw that listening devotes Binah, and doing Malchut. It's really it's what I said in the earlier verse explaining it. It's another way of explaining it now. Verse 15. Sheshanim tizra shadecha v'gomer uvashana hashvit shabbat shabbatot yihye le'eret shabbat lashem v'hauk v'ha dikti v'vashvit tishmetana untashta v'gomer memtet v'yachlu Avione amecha begin de miskane behai atar talyan ufkich shavik lon lemechal viad man derachim lemiskana yachiv shalama bekneset Yisrael viosif brirchata Bialma Biyahiv Hedu Bihela Leatar Deit Kere Tzedaka Learka Birkata Leukadesid Yisrael Okimna. 6 years you shall sow your field, but in the seventh year shall be a Shabbat of solemn rest for the land. A Shabbat for Hashem. We have already established as it is written, but in the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow. What is the reason? That the poor of your people may eat? For the poor are associated with the place, Malchut, denoting the sabbatical year. Therefore, leave it to them to eat. Consequently, one who shows mercy for the poor contributes peace to the congregation of Israel, as the poor are associated with it. He multiplies the blessings in the world and gives joy and strength to the place called righteousness, denoting Malchut by pouring blessings on the congregation of Israel. This has been explained. I think it's been explained before in the Zohar, and I've made commentary about this, so I'm not going to really say anything about this verse. That's the end of section 4 and the end of our class today, so I hope you all have a beautiful day and a beautiful week.